Welcome to Negotiation Made Simple, where we help you master the art of negotiation and win the next deal. I'm your host, John Lowry. I'm excited about another question from listeners. This one comes from Todd. Todd is a project manager and is experiencing a challenging situation with a client. So let's jump in and see what Todd has to say and see if we can be helpful. Todd writes, I am currently navigating a challenging situation with a client. We have a project that's at risk due to conflicts within the client team. These disagreements are starting to impact our timelines and the overall success of the project. I'm seeking advice on strategies to manage this conflict effectively, encourage collaboration with the client and within the client, and figure out how to get this project back on track. How can I approach this situation in a way that resolves the dispute amicably and ensures that the project's objectives are met? Looking forward to your suggestions. Well, Todd, this happens often to where it sounds like you're a vendor and you're doing a project for a client, and here you have a moment to where there is conflict within the client that is beginning to threaten your project. And so your success now is becoming vulnerable to the conflict that exists that you really don't have anything to do with, nor do you have any control over because it's your client. It's not your team. And so what do you do in a moment like that? So what I would tell you is, first and foremost, is I would make sure that you establish communication. This is not a moment to go dark and just wait and see what happens. Because what will happen is, so often, being the outside vendor, is that these things will happen. And as a result of that, your project will become the victim. And so the project may not go forward. They may decide to stop doing business until they can get the conflict worked out. At the same time, what happens is, you also miss an opportunity to add value. And so the opportunity is, hey, listen, if there's some issues that are going on, totally understand that, totally get that. How can I be helpful? And I think in that moment, as the project manager, or bringing a resource to the table that can be helpful. So often, my management consulting firm, Thrivence, we're actually brought to the table by folks that are working on very intense technical projects to where conflict emerges and the lead engineer doesn't know how to manage the conflict. And so the lead engineer turns to us to come and manage that conflict. And so that's a really strategic and savvy thing to do, is to go find a resource that can be helpful. But instead of just being arm's length, staying totally and separate apart from it, if it's going to impact your project, you have an interest in it. And by having an interest in it, you want to be involved. Now, you may not have a dog in the hunt. This may be a battle between two executives within the client, but you want to make sure that you're communicating with both sides and that you're there to help facilitate some sort of solution so that the project can continue moving forward. The other thing you might think about doing is you want to separate the people from the problem. And so here you have people that are fighting, and it's real easy, and you've got to be careful not to take sides. And so it's really important to frame your involvement as just looking at the problem. And the problem could be the advancement of your project. And so what this would do is it will keep you from being in a position to where people say, no, 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 stay in your lane, Todd. This doesn't have anything to do with you. But what it'll also do is keep you from having to kind of take sides, if you will, and perhaps alienating one leader as you're pursuing it on behalf of the other and vice versa. And so if you frame it as, here's the problem. The problem is the inability to make a decision threatens our ability to move forward with the project, and you pursue that agenda, then that's something that can be a bit more neutral, but will push in terms of getting the conflict resolved so the project can move forward. And just like with anything, it may require you to do a little convincing. And so you may have to establish the value of the project. You may have to help the organization understand that if they don't move forward, what it will cost them. And by doing that, you want to create an incentive for the leaders or the organization to get their house in order. And then you also want to create a disincentive in terms of them putting you on the sideline until they do. And so by doing that, you want to communicate the importance and the value and the efficiency of working out the conflict, or at least getting to a place to where you can move forward with the project. If you can't get there, what you want to make sure is that they don't see efficiencies in terms of just cutting you or letting you go. Here's a moment where you're going to need to be very intentional, maybe even a little pushy in terms of helping them understand your value. And then once you get in there, if you do have an opportunity to get in there, then it's a moment of beginning to try to understand the issue and see with an outsider's perspective if you have any creative ideas on how it might be solved. Because the people that are involved, they're inside. And so they don't have the same perspective. And sometimes it's harder for them to see a solution that you might be able to see as an outsider and be able to offer that. And so don't step back. In fact, lean in such a way that you're continuing to offer value, even if it's value that's a little different than the particular scope of the project. But notice that if you are successful in offering that value, that is your best chance to get the project back on track and accomplish what you want to accomplish. And that is completing the project, getting paid for the project, having the project be a great success so that you're set up to take on the next one. So as we step back, Todd, here are the things to remember. One, this is not the moment to just wait and see what happens. This is the moment to lean in and get involved. As you do lean in and get involved, make sure that you focus on the problem and not the people. Because the problem, it's appropriate for you to pursue, especially as it relates to your project. You may get thrown out if people see you as going into their lane or doing something that's way beyond the scope of the project that you've been hired to do. And then lastly, it's really important to really observe and take a look. And as you see opportunities for resolution, or as you see issues emerge or something like that, it's going to be critical to share those insights so that they see you adding value. And then lastly, here's a moment to where you do want to help them understand the pros and the cons, the pros of going forward and completing the project and the cons of not going forward. Because too many times that's the threat, is that this conflict's going to blow up the whole project. And as a result, you're not successful. But the key to overcoming that is to make sure that they understand it makes more sense to get their stuff worked out and move forward than to pull back and do nothing. So good luck with that. That's a common but a very difficult moment. And you're right to be asking that question. And I wish you luck as you go get involved and do what you need to do to move your project forward. Thank you so much for listening to the Negotiation Navigator. I love answering these questions and I hope you will send them to me. The email address where I would love to receive your questions is admin@lowrygroup.net, LOWRY group.net. Send me your questions. If they're tough questions, don't worry about it. If they're difficult scenarios, don't worry about that. Send them on and I look forward to answering them in an episode coming up soon.